From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
Yeah, what's poppin'? Welcome to the Mosh Gelton Show. It's about to get lit right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. It is Tuesday night. It is April 18th, 2023. This is the Mosh Gelton Show. I am your host for this evening. It's going to be a crazy show. We got an hour, and we're going to give it straight at that end. My name is Mosh Gelton, my co-host for this evening.
Beatbox Bob.
That's big facts. And with me and Beatbox Bob tonight, we do have the man, the myth, and the legend.
Schmitty.
Me, Beatbox Bob, and Schmitty would not be complete without the effervescent and distinguished
Mike E.
It's going to be a crazy show. Per usual, we're going to have the four-way music tournament. We're going to pick a song, pick an artist. We're going to see which one of his four songs is the best song. That's going to be dope. Of course, we got trivia time. And tonight's trivia time is going to be Here's the Song, Who's the Artist? Ooh. This is one that Mikey Flaw can actually do some damage in.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of stuff, and I might make somebody sing. I don't know. We'll see what's popping, but thank you, Spike, by the way. Give it up for Spike on the mic, you know what I'm saying? Give it up for him. He's dope. But we are popping and on every Tuesday night right here at Sunshine 96.7 FM from 11 p.m. to midnight, and we slay. This is where local music lives. What's up, Beatbox Bob?
What's up, Mosh J?
Chilling, man. How are you doing?
Bro, I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm feeling good, feeling great.
Nice.
And then I would say, how are you? Because that's how that...
Oh, I'm fantastic.
Yeah, you look good.
I do. I do look good.
I like your chain that you got rocking.
Ooh, my lady got it for me.
Your Lady Gaga?
My lady got it for me.
Oh, okay. Well, shout out to Beatbox Bob's lady because the chain is looking real nice. King. I love it. Schmitty's in the building. What up, brother?
What up, my brother?
How you doing?
Good, man. You look good. Beatbox looks good. Mikey, you look good too, surprisingly. Love you guys. What up?
We're some good-looking dudes in here.
It is.
I love it, man. We got Beatbox Bob, Schmitty, Mikey Flaw, man. How are you feeling tonight?
A little better, thank you.
Feeling a little better?
Yeah.
That's good, man.
I'm but keeping my chin up.
Keep your chin up for better or for worse.
You know, there's good days and bad days, but it's all right today.
Well, for you, there's bad days and worse days.
Okay.
Was that fair?
Fair enough.
Was anybody listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour show right here on Sunshine 96.7 last Friday?
I was at work, but I'd love to.
I was not.
Unfortunately, no.
Nobody caught it. No. So I called in to the Marco Radio Happy Hour show. And for those of you guys that don't know, he is on this station Friday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. And I called in because Mark and Steph had came to our jam, and we talked about it. They had a great time. I was talking to Mark about all kinds of stuff, like the show and when we're going to come down next and how good of a time he had had. And then I asked him a question. I said, Mark, man, we've brought Schmitty on the show. We've brought Mikey Flaw on the Marco Radio Happy Hour show. We've brought Beatbox Bob on the Marco Radio Happy Hour show. Who'd you like the best?
Ooh.
I saw the spot. I was able to lift him. I put him right on the spot.
He didn't answer that.
Oh, he did?
Oh, he did.
Yeah, and his answer was, well, when Schmitty comes on, you get the Schmitty's on top of it. He's boom, boom. He's there. He kills it. With Mike, you get a different character. He's more of a laid-back guy, but he still kills it. And with Bob, wow, Bob, everything Bob does is crazy. So pretty much, he said you were all good in your own rights.
Nice. Yeah, I guess that's pretty much not answering it.
I like that. So it's nice, though.
It's fair. You know,
politically correct.
Yeah. So you put him on the spot, but he kind of weaseled his way out of it.
A little bit. I mean, do you think that Mark has a favorite person that came on? I mean, he's got to.
He's got to have a favorite.
Who do you think it was?
Me.
You think it was you? Might have been.
Could have been.
Could have been Flaw.
We got into some really in-depth conversation there. Flaw's a charmer.
Flaw is a charmer, a snake charmer.
I'll take that as a compliment.
You should.
So he loved everybody, and
he loved me the best.
He might have. Again, he didn't clarify, but he loved everybody.
I think he enjoyed probably all of us, right?
Oh, that'd be cool.
You know, if we went down there and drank a little bit, probably get it out of him.
What would we get out of him?
His real answer.
Ooh.
You know, we'll plot. Put some money on it.
Let's do that. Yo, we'll go down there. I'll spike his drink.
Ooh.
With like water. We'll water it down. We want him to be completely, you know, knowledgeable of what he's saying at the time. We'll ask him the question. Ba-bam! What's the question? And he'll be like, Mosh, you're the best on the show. And I'll be like, of course, I'm the best on the show. I run the damn show. So who's going on there with me next?
Who's going up?
Who's going to the Marco Radio Happy Hour show with me next?
When's the next time you're going?
Either this Friday or next Friday.
I got to look at the schedule, but I enjoyed it when I went, man. I would definitely go again, depending on the schedule.
It's a damn good show.
Yeah, it's great. They run it great.
Super fire.
All right, well, there's a couple things I want to talk about. We do have the tournament, and we do have trivia time. Schmitty, you were saying something before we got in the studio about concealed. You're not going to need a concealed anymore in Florida. What is that all about?
Yeah, come July 1st, you will no longer be required to have a concealed weapons permit in the state of Florida.
What does that mean?
Well, I currently have a concealed weapons permit, so I am legally allowed to carry my firearm anywhere I go. Come July 1st, if you are an adult, you can legally carry a firearm concealed on your body anywhere you go.
I'd just like to add, we are the 26th state to do that.
So 25 states have... a law where you don't need a concealed to conceal?
Yeah, I don't know the number on that.
Constitutional carry, right? That's what you're talking about?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Those states might not be able to conceal, though. They might have to open carry. Like, there's a lot of states that have allowed
I heard this was the big deal because we are the tipping point because it's more than 50%, or it's 51% of the states now can carry.
Well, man, do you agree with that? Do you think you should have a concealed weapons permit to carry a weapon concealed? Some people don't even believe to even have weapons like that. I mean, do you?
It's tricky, right? Because it eliminates some accountability from certain individuals, you know, a lot more. It makes things a little bit harder to track and harder to trace. That being said, though, there's also, you know, more people that are going to have weaponry, so they can kind of, there's going to be more likelihood of prevention of issues, too.
Well, I look at it as it's our constitutional right. You know, I mean, everybody has that right to carry a firearm. As far as, like, keeping track and things like that, people go and buy a firearm, it's registered. If someone didn't want one tracked or they didn't want it unregistered, they'd buy it off the street anyway. I think it's a great idea. However, I'm still going to keep my concealed weapons permit.
All right. I mean...
So how does that affect... I also have my permit, and I paid... For, you know, the weekend, I had to take a 3-day course, right, and range.
I want a refund.
And, yeah, where does that put us? It's like, do we get the blue check mark?
It's not forever.
Super concealed.
Yeah, we got it because we paid, right, so we have the permit, but then people don't have to have the permit. It has to put us in a better position.
Well yeah, because now you can travel across state lines.
To multiple states, yes.
You could choose whether or not to. That's why I'm going to renew it, so I can travel across multiple states that recognize it. I haven't read the whole entire new law, so I want to read it.
Right, neither have I.
As well.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of things they try to hide and things that they change that make it sound good. But where you get your benefit is choose to pay your X amount of dollars or don't. Either way, you can carry after July 1st.
I want to carry. I want to conceal weapons. Carry a rocket launcher.
Ooh, how are you going to conceal that?
Bro, rocket launcher, they got these folding ones, bro, that you can fit in the back of your truck, and they shoot, like, real big rockets.
Whoa.
Yeah, bro.
Like rockets.
Like dead rockets. Dude, I don't know if I can get a damn concealed. You guys are all making, you got a concealed?
No.
I don't think they let radio hosts get concealed.
Why not?
I mean, bro, if you're a radio host, bro, you do not need to be anywhere near a gun.
Or maybe you need more protection because you piss off a lot of people.
That could be true. Mm-hmm. I don't... Yeah, that's probably true.
You don't need one. I'm with you probably 70% of the time.
Thanks for having my back. All right, we've got the song tournament that we got to get to. We're going to get to that first. Now, does anybody have any idea who this may be?
Some sort of 90s or 2000s alternative rock?
Nope, it's 90s and 80s. We are doing Michael Jackson, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh!
So we've got four songs, four of Michael Jackson's best hits. We're going to try to whittle them down to one. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
I'm stoked.
Yep.
All right. So the first song, this is the first Michael Jackson song in the tournament. It will be going up against the second song. Here it is. First song is Billie Jean Michael Jackson. We're starting off hot, right?
Starting off hot.
So I'm sure everybody's familiar with Billie Jean.
Absolutely.
Not your girl, by the way, in case you guys didn't understand. So that is the first song in the tournament. I'm going to try to get to this song. Hopefully they don't commercialize me. No, they don't. Here is the second song. Billie Jean will be going up against this Michael Jackson song. Man in the Mirror.
Ooh.
We've got Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror going head up against, what was that second song? I don't have it written down.
Billie Jean.
Billie Jean. A big one off the rip. Beatbox Bob, what do you got with that? You saying it's Billie Jean, or are you saying Man in the Mirror?
Billie Jean.
Billie Jean. One for Billie Jean. Okay. I can understand it. Schmitty. Man in the Mirror or Billie Jean?
Man in the Mirror.
Man in the Mirror. Schmitty goes Man in the Mirror. Okay. Over Billie Jean. That's Mikey Flaw, what do you say?
I go back to Billie Jean.
Billie Jean. And, I mean, me and Schmitty were talking about this specific song. I told him it was going to be 3-1 out, no matter what song was on here. And he's like, I love... what is it? Man in the Mirror. I love that song. No.
That's one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs, period.
Yeah, but we could have put in something crazier. But I pick Billie Jean. Billie Jean is the winner. We do have Billie Jean wins the first round. That's all right. We've got two more to see which one is the best. So those were the first two Michael Jackson songs. Billie Jean is going to go into the finals, but we've got to make sure that we know that it's better than these other two songs. And they want to give me commercials, and that's when they get slapped in their face. So here is the next song by Michael Jackson going up against. What is it going up against? We don't know yet, right?
We don't know yet.
Okay, here it is. We don't know what it is. Probably not the best spot. Let's go here. They're still dancing. All right, let's go here. Thriller by Michael Jackson is the next one on the list. Now, that's a behemoth.
Timeless.
That is a behemoth. But, you know, I mean, everybody knows Thriller. Everybody loves Thriller. But is Thriller better than this song? So watch your mouth. I know your dream, what you're about. When they say the sky's the limit, and to me this is true. But my friend, you have seen nothing. There's a way to argue too, because I'm bad. I'm bad. You know I'm bad. I'm bad. You know. by Michael Jackson. Bad or Thriller? I'll go first. Thriller is a classic, but I think Bad's a better song. I would listen to it more. I like Bad, personally. Schmitty, what do you say?
Them are good good songs to go against each other. Thriller is obviously iconic, started like a whole deal with music videos and things like that. Bad. I'm going to go Bad.
Schmitty goes Bad. That's two for Bad.
It's only... go ahead.
Beatbox Bob, what are you saying? Are you saying Thriller or are you saying Bad?
Bobby goes Bad.
Bobby goes Bad. Bad takes the cake. Mikey Flaw, what say you?
I was going to say Bad.
You were going to say Bad. So Bad clears house.
I think it's because Thriller's kind of played out.
Sure.
Very possible. Very possible. That long pause in the middle of that doesn't do it any justice. So, I mean, I don't know. But we do have Billie Jean versus Bad.
Oh.
So this is a tough final.
Surprising.
Man, Billie Jean versus Bad. Mikey Flaw, what do you say? Billie Jean or Bad? Which song is better? Which song do you like more?
Definitely Billie Jean.
Billie Jean for Mikey Flaw. Billie Jean. Schmitty.
I'm also going to go Billie Jean there.
You going Billie Jean?
Yeah. Yep.
It's just a better song.
Beatbox Bob, is it Billie Jean or is it Bad?
Man, I want to say Bad, but I guess I'll say Billie Jean.
Billie Jean across the board. Billie Jean is the winner.
I feel like you can't be wrong with any of those.
Yeah. Billie Jean is definitely the winner, but, you know, it's Michael Jackson. And when it's Michael Jackson, you can't do four. You got to do eight. We got to do eight. We got to do eight. There's too many damn songs.
I wonder how you dwindled it down to even four.
There's definitely better ones out there.
So whoever we're going to do, that's the last song there was Billie Jean. That's going to go up against the winner of these four, and then we'll see what the true king is because there was just too many. So the first song in the next Michael Jackson jam is... Don't be a macho man. You want to be tough. Better do what you can. So beat it. But you want to be bad. Just beat it. Reminds me of Back to the Future. Beat It by Michael Jackson. You're looking for that? Well, there it is.
Oof. Little trivia. Do you know who plays guitar on that song?
On Beat It?
Yes.
Dave Grohl?
Not even close.
Slash?
No.
It's can you go to the solo in the middle?
I could.
Okay. Anyway, so any more guesses? Come on. It's a famous guitarist.
Axl
one of the most
Rose?
Famous.
Van Halen?
Yeah, it's Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, Eddie Van Halen. Yeah. Very nice. Good job, Beatbox Bob. All right, well, we've got Beat It, and that's going up against this next one here. So here's Beat It versus... Are Not Alone. Very different songs, but you know,
that's like the man in the mirror.
Got to put them up against each other. I'm gonna go first. I go with Beat It. I think Beat It. When just hearing that again was so nasty. I'm going Beat It. Beatbox Bob.
Beat It for sure.
Beat It, Mikey Flaw.
Beat It.
Beat It, Schmitty. What were you gonna say?
Beat It.
Beat It beats it. My air horn?
Yep.
All right, I kind of like that air horn sound. If it wants to short circuit into that, I'll take it. Okay, Beat It is going to go on, and then there's two more. There's only two more Michael songs left. So Beat It goes on to the finals here. And let's go, guys. And here's the next song.
that the Jackson 5?
Nope. Michael Jackson. Don't stop till you get enough. Excuse me, is going up in the, so whoever wins these two, this one goes up against Beat It, then goes up against Billie Jean. So we just rocked it out. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. And the final song on the Michael Jackson 8. And if I can get one of these without commercials, I don't know why they're doing me like that. Usually I haven't pulled up, but for some reason, it's like, nah, man. I could probably start this one at the beginning. Here is the final song going against Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. I was probably wrong. Smooth Criminal, baby. Annie, are you okay? Which the name of this song is Smooth Criminal. So Don't Stop Till You Get Enough or Smooth Criminal, Beatbox Bob.
Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Point. I will go with Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. That's 2 points. Mikey Flaw.
Make it three.
3 points. And do we have a round robin?
Smooth Criminal.
All right. Schmitty picks Smooth Criminal. What about this one? Okay, that and Don't Stop Till You Get Enough wins. So we've got a dilemma here. We've got Don't Stop Till You Get Enough versus Beat It.
Ooh.
And Schmitty, I'll let you start with that.
They're all great. It all depends on what type of Michael Jackson mood you're into.
Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, or is it going to be Beat It?
Beat It.
It's going to be Beat It. Okay. Schmitty picks Beat It. Beatbox Bob.
Don't Stop.
Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. A point for Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Mikey Flaw?
Another for Don't Stop.
Another for Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Two completely different songs, though. You know.
Well, I go Beat It.
Oof.
So we got a tie here. Beat It or Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Now, how am I going to break this tie? I will say this. I think... they're both pretty equal in caliber. They're pretty equal in fame. I think that for this reason alone, I think Beat It has a better chance in the finals. So I'm gonna make Beat It as the winner. I'm just gonna suggest it. Play whatever these things on the board is playing. Let's do an applause here. Maybe a little drum beat. Whatever one. Oh, I can hear your heart. I can hear. Okay, so Beat It wins. I'm going to unilaterally just make that the decision.
Okay.
And now we've got Billie Jean versus Beat It, which is, didn't see that coming. So this is it. This is for all the beans in the barrel. It's either going to be Billie Jean or it's going to be Beat It. And this is the Michael Jackson song finals. Mikey Flaw, Billie Jean or Beat It?
Beat It.
Beat It. One for Beat It. Okay. One for Beat It. Mike, you'd rather Beat It than Billie Jean It. Okay. Beatbox Bob. Is it going to be Beat It or is it going to be Billie Jean?
I'm going to go with Beat It.
Ooh, two for Beat It. I'll go. I'm going with Billie Jean. Ugh. And it's up to you, Schmitty. You pick Beat It, it wins, or you pick Billie Jean, and it's a tie.
I'm going to go Billie Jean.
Oh, we got another tie. Billie Jean and Beat It.
That seems to be the going thing with Michael. All the songs are good.
Now, I said that I was going to pick Beat It because I thought it had a better chance in the finals. That's what I said. And now that it tied in the finals, I told you we could get up there. So, but I said it has a better chance in the finals. So for that reason, I'm going to find it. Billie Jean wins. See, now, if I didn't put Beat It in there off of a tie, I would have gave it to Beat It. But since Beat It got in there on false pretenses, I'm not going to take out a behemoth for that. So Billie Jean is not my girl. And this isn't even like, I had to re-listen to this. But when Schmitty proposed this tournament, I'm like, Michael Jackson, there's a couple people know. Then I go look up the songs.
Yeah.
He's got 100 hits, 13 number ones.
And they're bangers.
Bangers.
I can agree with that on this one.
These are bangers, Fla?
More so, yes, than Creedence.
So you like, well, that makes sense. But I mean, Mikey Fla, if you guys weren't listening last night, Mikey Fla doesn't think that Creedence Clearwater Revival makes bangers. And he was wrong about that. He still is. And that's okay. Fla can be wrong.
Usually.
Yeah, I can be wrong. I could be wrong.
Billie Jean just won that tournament?
Yeah.
Good song. I think that was the right choice.
I don't know, man. I think people were mad listening. Like, bro, Billie Jean? But I love that song. I'm like, yo, this is a Bang City slang.
It really is.
It is. It really is.
Who voted for Jean?
Me.
And me and you?
Yeah.
We were probably wrong.
I don't think so. I think everybody listening is thinking Thriller. Oh, Thriller.
Nah, but they're probably thinking Beat It.
Yeah.
They're probably thinking Beat It.
Or it's split 50-50.
Or it's split 50-50, man. It could have been. Well, that's the way that goes. Before I forget this, because we were talking about that the gun law thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, you got to learn through these laws, through the news and stuff. Like, shouldn't they teach you laws in school?
Ugh.
Should they teach laws in school?
Yeah.
But the laws change and they get amended and, you know, you could teach the Constitution something that's not supposed to change, you know.
How else are, you know, us as adults not in school going to learn about the new laws?
I think, you learn, like, social studies, you're going to learn, you know, about politics and how the system works and the balance of power and how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, but how do you know what decibel you're allowed to have your vehicle on the streets?
You look that up. It depends on where you're at. Like if you're in Clearwater and you're cruising and there's probably a 50-foot rule. You know? That I believe that's what it was.
What laws should they teach if they're going to teach laws and at how old?
I mean, if they're going to teach laws, they should start with traffic laws for high schoolers, like as a part of...
That's the only laws they do teach.
And then beyond that, I feel like, maybe we should start at least like figure out how laws are made, where what the process is and how to distinguish legalese jargon from what is actually being said.
And how about they point to a place where you can get the information the right all the time? You know, it's like you go to this website at this government center and you'll be able to get the current law on whatever you need.
Actually, that's pretty... We do have the internet now.
And there's .gov websites.
Yeah, so you just point them to the right place.
I feel like we should be teaching our kids at least how to read the legislature, you know what I mean? And, like, what the words mean and stuff like that, you know? Like
right.
Maybe an extension of social studies or English.
If you've ever voted, the way that it makes it sound like you're voting for something when actually you're voting against it, you know, the way that they word a lot of these. So they have to, like... explain the way the bill is proposed. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, if you're going to
say voting
yes,
booth, it'll say like, if you put yes, it really means no, and
sometimes,
no really means
sometimes.
Yes. Yeah, you got to read those very carefully.
Yeah, they really twist it around to where you have to. It's like a double negative.
It's because they make it 1,200 pages when they write it in, and they just pull out things that they think people are going to sound good with, or sound
selling points.
Exactly.
So many laws, bro. There is.
They
so
do
many
change.
Laws.
I mean, like every July, they implement something new. Luckily, I think that there's been some good ones lately, here at least. But yeah, usually it's voted through, and if it's signed, it, July 1st. There you go. Boom. Here's your whole list of new laws.
There are way too many laws, bro. There's way too many people telling me what's going on.
And they convolute it with so much, how in depth and little things that they try to sneak into with laws. I think as far as going back to your original question with, what should they teach in school? I think tax law is very important that they should be teaching in school. I think the constitutional rights are very important.
But to Mike's point, the Constitution doesn't, but the tax, all these laws do change often. And are we wasting time by teaching people something that's going to change?
Possibly change. I mean, let's say it starts in high school. Here you got 4 years, which every 2 years you got a vote, where a lot of laws get changed at that time for the most part. I think they should be able to go through that process as they're in the high school years and teach them how to educate themselves through that by the internet.
Yeah, and maybe they're senior, they're going to graduate and say, okay, you're going out in the world, here's the law, don't break it, have fun.
There's just too damn many of them, Bob.
Yeah, there is.
Because I got to deal with the country's laws.
Right.
Then I got to deal with the state's laws.
Right.
Then I got to deal with the county's laws.
True.
Then I got to deal with the city's laws. Ugh. And then if I'm one of 29% of the Americans that live here, I got to deal with the homeowners association's laws.
Gosh.
Is that what it is?
29% of Americans live in an HOA. Huh.
That seems low.
Is it going up?
I'm not too familiar with which direction the numbers are going, but I know that 29% of the U.S. population lives in HOAs. John Oliver just reported that recently, so unless he's lying.
I would imagine those numbers are going to be going up.
Yeah.
HOAs, bro. Imagine having to pay somebody to regulate your house.
We live in an HOA, but it's so – they didn't change anything for 20 years. So they just renewed the law or the law, the covenant, they call it. And so we believe it or not, how much do you think that we pay in homeowners fees per year? How much would you guess?
I'm not sure where.
Yeah, you're not. Like, okay, so one of you.
$200.
Huh?
$200.
Do you think that that's low?
No, I have an HOA. Okay. I think that's extremely low.
Okay, so what do you think is fair, like a fair yearly for HOA?
What do I think is
if you have no clubhouse, you just have like them paying the insurance and them taking care of whatever grounds that there are.
I don't know.
It better be a damn answer.
I don't know where he lives. So
well, that's a good.
He's asking you a general question,
just like in the middle or middle range.
You'd like to get caveati. Well, it depends on it. Does the tortoise have four spots on it? I mean, is there somebody circling around? What does the vehicle look like in front of the house? How tall are the blades of glass?
So, that matters, though. Believe it or not. So, okay, so but I'll say
what?
$1,200 a year. It depends on how. I mean, all that.
It does depend.
It does depend on what you have. Yeah. Okay. So ours are like the lowest around here. You're never going to find lower than we're at $140 a year. Now
$140.
Yeah. Now we don't have all it pays for is an attorney on retainer. It takes care of the property on the outside. Like they mow that. There's a guy that mows
the common areas.
Yeah. Right. And there's not a lot of those. And we have no clubhouse. So it and what else? They don't pay for property manager, so it's like the neighbors.
But you don't utilize a single thing, and I bet you there are rules. Is if you have something parked in a certain spot, you've got to change it. You got to be kempt in your yard.
Yeah. Well, there is, but nobody. There's not a fining committee, so they don't even enforce the stuff.
It should almost be illegal to have HOAs, but then they could say just move into another neighborhood.
But you can't get rid of it. We tried to get rid of the HOA, and they're like, no, it's on the books.
You guys collectively did as a community?
As an HOA. We tried to dissolve. And you can't. By state law, once you have it, you have to keep it.
Jeez. State law again.
There's benefits to it, though. I mean, who's going to take care of the common grounds? Who's going to Where's the money getting paid for water and common ground? Where's the street upkeep? Where's the light post
Street is county.
The light post upkeep?
I got light posts in all my neighborhood. That if they fall over or something, that's going to come out of the HOA.
It's a city.
Yeah, that's
a county.
Ours is county, and they had to request that we get new lights, right? So the HOA had to request new light bulbs.
I bet you St. Pete's HOA is $10,000 a year anywhere in St. Pete.
Trinity, like there's like some over there that are like $2,800, $2,600, but see, they have amenities. That's the difference. The more amenities you have, the more you're going to pay. Plus, you know, they have high fees over there anyway.
A pool.
That's a lot, though. A pool alone, just taking care of that's $160 to $180 a month at least.
So then let's charge everybody that.
Yeah, right.
Once again, there's more to it. And then how many houses? My neighborhood, my HOA includes internet, and it includes also TV. So I got all of that, plus, you know, it's got centerized mailboxes and things like that. I pay about just over $1,200 a year, but I was paying double that just for my Spectrum bill every year.
That's a lot of bills, bro.
That's a good point, though.
These rich people over here can afford stuff, Bob.
Golly.
Bro, what's going on, man?
I don't know, bro.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Is it gated? Is your neighborhood gated?
No.
Okay. So that, yeah, then you're going to pay more.
Then you got a weak-ass neighborhood, bro.
Well, ours isn't gated either.
And I look at it as what I was paying a month just for my Spectrum versus what I'm paying every quarter. I'm good.
So, yeah, you pay $100 a month, it'd be $1,200 anyway.
Yeah.
If you had got high-speed internet for that. So you're paying, more than that?
No, I'm paying every quarter, it's $278.
Okay.
Every quarter. But every month, I was paying $240 just for my Spectrum bill, and that is wiped out.
Yeah. So that sounds like a deal.
Let's all go off-grid, us four, and we'll only bring the microphones. We won't be able to turn them on or anything because we need a computer and stuff, but we'll bring the microphones. We'll sit around a campfire.
You can record right to that, and it go nowhere.
In this scenario, we can't be able to do stuff or this story don't work. We're going to sit together, us four. We're going to practice on the mic in the woods. We're not going to speak, though. No talking. And we're going to practice for a year straight in dead silence. We come back. We're number one on the radio.
Will there be drugs?
Yeah. Of course. Dumb question. I'll take dumb questions for $500, Alex. I'll take dumb, frail-looking dudes for $500, Alex. I feel like we got to get him some smaller headphones because I feel like the weight on his head is too much. All right, look, you guys ready for trivia time?
Yeah!
Bro, this board is wild. My air horn is not working. All right, it is trivia time on the Mosh Shelton Show right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. Now, what we do is we do trivia time every week here, and sometimes it's according to a song lyric. Sometimes it could be a movie quote, yet I don't think we did that on this show yet. But tonight, the game is, here's the song, who's the artist? Now, how the game goes is I will give you guys a song, and then you guys have to guess who the artist is. There's no time delay, none of that. You guys can shout it out if you know, and it's a pretty simple game. I will give you the name of the song, you will tell me the artist. Does everybody understand how to play?
Yeah!
Are you guys ready to play trivia time?
Yeah! Yep.
All right, Beatbox Bob, Schmitty, and Mikey Flaw are ready to score some points. First question on trivia time on the Mosh Shelton Show. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Lollipop.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne. It is Lil Wayne. Schmitty. You know what?
I think someone talked.
You know what? I just got that point.
You did. You did just get the point.
See?
There's a bell. So
look at that. Just showed up.
Why is it going on forever?
That's a good. No, you have to hit it and then shut it off.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Okay. Schmitty gets the first point. Lollipop is a Lil Wayne song. Very well done. Here's the song. Who's the artist? She Hates Me.
Puddle of Mud.
It is Puddle of Mud. Good guess. She Hates Me is Puddle of Mud. Beatbox Bob jumps onto the scoreboard with 1 point. Trivia time on the Mosh Shelton Show. Here's the song. Who's the artist? All My Life.
Foo Fighters.
It is the Foo Fighters. Beatbox Bob again.
I was thinking Casey and JoJo.
Very well. Oh, that's funny. All My Life. Oh, Beatbox Bob has 2. Schmitty has 1. This is trivia time. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Fade to Black.
Metallica.
We have a tie between Beatbox Bob and Mikey Flaw. Is that what I heard correctly?
Yeah.
Mikey Flaw will get 1. Beatbox Bob will get another. Jesus, that's a relentless bell. 3 for Bob, 2 for Schmidt, 1 for Mike, and here we rock. Trivia time on the Mosh Shelton Show. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Snow. Snow.
Informer.
Here's the song.
Young Jeezy.
Backwards. Nope.
Oasis.
Nope.
Vanilla Ice.
Here's the song. Who's the artist? Snow.
Taylor Swift.
No.
Soul Train.
Nope.
Train.
No, you guys can get these.
Blind Melon.
Snow.
Nope. Closer. Here's the song. Who's the artist?
Smashing Pumpkins.
Snow.
311.
Bigger.
Sublime.
No.
Blink 182.
No.
Sum 41.
No.
Franz Ferdinand.
It is not.
Green Day.
Couple more seconds left. It's not Green Day. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Snow.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That is the correct answer. It is Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh.
Good job, Schmitty.
Hey, yo. Listen what I say. Step from the sun to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that. Yep, that is Red Hot Chili Peppers. Schmitty gets another point. This is usually Mikey Flaw's game. He's got 1. Here is trivia time, and here is the song. Who's the artist? Where the Hood At?
DMX.
DMX is the correct answer. DMX is the correct answer to the who's the artist of the song Where the Hood At. Puts Beatbox Bob up another point. Trivia time on the Mosh Shelton Show. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Penny Royalty.
Penny Royalty.
Penny Royalty. Oh, I didn't even know that. I never noticed that until you just said that. Penny Royalty. Oh.
Penny Royalty.
Here's the song. Who's the artist? Penny Royalty. Penny Biggie. Royalty.
Biggie.
Nope.
Nirvana.
It is Nirvana. Bob throws one out there and gets it. It is Nirvana. Penny Royalty. Great song if you guys haven't heard it. I sit and drink Penny Royal Tea.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this.
It's such a banger, bro. All right. I forgot about that. We got a good score going. Bob's got 5. Schmitty's got 2. Mikey Flaw, 1 point, but we're still rocking. We're still rolling right here on the Mosh Shelton Show on Sunshine 96.7 FM or Radio St. Pete. Trivia time. Here's the song. Who's the artist? The Way You Make Me Feel.
Michael Jackson.
It is Michael Jackson, and Mikey Flaw jumps back in and grabs a point. It is Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Me Feel. Good job. Okay, here's the song. Who's the artist? 21 Guns.
Green Day.
It is Green Day. It is Green Day. Beatbox Bob.
Good song.
Tearing off 6 for Bob and 2 for Mikey and 2 for Schmitty. We're over halfway through now. Bob's in the lead. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Halo.
Rihanna.
No.
Beyonce.
It is Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Another point for Beatbox Bob. It is Halo. Bob has 7 points.
And rolling.
And he's rolling. All right. Here's a 1-pointer, and we're going to start going up. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Plush.
Bush. I mean, Stone Temple Pilots. STP.
You guys got to step up, man. Ooh. Bob's in the zone. Bob's got 8. Yes. All right. And here we go with another. This is going to be a 2-pointer. Here's the song. Who's the artist? I Stand Alone.
Jackal.
Green Day.
No.
Jackal sings a song.
That's not the one.
Linkin Park.
Nope.
Same era.
I Stand Alone. Stained?
Oh, Godsmack.
That's it.
Is Godsmack. Yep. Close to staying style.
I Stand Alone.
That's it.
Yep.
And Beatbox Bob snags another deuce, and he's up at 10. I'm going to have to start giving out big boy points if you guys want to catch up to Beatbox Bob. All right. For 5 points. The problem is if Bob gets it, you guys are done.
That's it.
For 5 points. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Sympathy. Here's the song. Who's the artist?
Pearl Jam.
Sympathy. Nope.
Oh, Puddle of Mud. It's in
Creed.
Not Creed.
It's not Pearl Jam. It's
Green
not,
Day?
No.
It's not Bush.
It's in the era. It's in the that era.
Nine Inch Nails.
Stone Temple Pilots.
Nope.
Bush.
Softer Rock.
Softer Rock. Sympathy.
Song's name is Sympathy. Who sings it?
Stained.
No, it's earlier than that. It's mid-90s.
It is.
Puddle of Mud.
Nope.
No Sympathy, Mikey Flaw?
Oh,
all I can think is Rolling Stones, but that's Sympathy for the Devil. Yeah.
Couple more seconds. Here's the song. Who's the artist?
Black Crow.
Sympathy. Yeah, Schmitty knows it. He's getting toward it, but that's that type of band, absolutely.
Oh, what's the other freaking band?
Sympathy. Three.
Counting Crows.
Two. Nope.
Coldplay.
No. Almost. That was my buzzer because I don't have a buzzer right now, so. The answer is Goo Goo Dolls. Stranger than your symphony. I don't know how it goes, but I know how it goes. You know what I'm saying?
All around that, too.
Nobody got 5 points. That's okay because I'm going to give you another opportunity to get 5 points.
Woo.
I'm going to keep doing it. this is trivia time on the Mosh Gelatin Show. Here's the song. Who's the artist? For 5 points. Meet Me Halfway.
The Fray.
No.
Meet Me Halfway.
Fergie.
Black
Eyed Peas.
I'm going to give it to him.
Well, that's, I mean.
We said it at the same time, if we're being fair, but you can have it.
Oh, thank you. I'll take it.
And he's still up on your 3 points, so. All right.
Yes.
That is Meet Me Halfway. That is the Black Eyed Peas. Fergie was lead vocals, so we're going to give it to Schmitty on this one, but. Hopefully there's no more benefits of the doubt because you're not going to get them. Here's the song. Who's the artist? This is for 3 points. God Gave Me You.
God Gave Me You.
Oh.
God Gave Me You.
That's a country song.
Yes.
Whoa.
Tim McGraw.
I would have had no idea. Nope.
Garth Brooks.
Nah, I think this guy's newer.
Oh, Travis Tritt.
No.
I don't think he's that.
Toby Bryant. Toby Keith.
No.
No. God Gave Me You.
What's his name?
All over TV, this guy.
Blake Shelton.
Yep.
Blake Shelton. And the final question. Here's the artist. Here's the song. Who's the artist? I Alone.
Godsmack.
Nope.
It's not I Stand Alone.
That's I Stand Alone. This is just I Alone.
Incubus.
Same type of song, almost. Not Incubus.
I know the song. I already know. I Alone Love You.
Yep.
Stone Temple.
Same type as STP, but it's not STP.
Bush? No, it's not. It's Three Doors Down.
Yeah, just like Bush, man.
Three Doors Down.
No, you're getting farther away.
Stone Temple Pilots. Just like Bush. Pearl Jam.
You're getting closer.
Let's see. Creed, not Creed. Alice in Chains, not them.
They also do the song, The Greatest of Teachers Won't Hesitate.
Oasis,
to
Train.
You there by yourself, Train. Chained to fate. Yeah. Soul Train. Nope, it's not Train.
It's not Bush. Soul. It's not.
They also do a
Coldplay.
Her placenta falls to the floor.
It's Oasis. It's Train. It's not either of those.
Coming back again like the rolling thunder, chasing the wind. You guys don't know who this band is?
I can't think of the name.
Oh, my God.
It's a Soul Asylum.
No. I can't do this.
That's it. Beatbox Bob wins the tournament, so let's give it up for Beatbox Bob. All right. Let me get the, as I scream. Here's the applause track for Beatbox Bob.
Yeah!
The answer to who sings the song I Alone is Live.
Dang it.
I wasn't getting there.
Dang it. I Live. Was going to get there. Dang it.
You guys almost got there, but you didn't quite get there.
Dang it.
So it's well done. Beatbox Bob is the winner again. It's a good game. I thought there was a bunch of good curveballs in there. You guys got a lot more than I thought you guys were going to get, to be honest. I tried to make that one a little bit more tough. Apparently, it worked on Mike.
My back.
Apparently.
Bob was rolling.
My back hurts carrying that game.
Yeah, you did carry that game. You were a carrier of the game.
Facts, brother.
Mikey Fla, what we're going to do is... real quick, we're just going to have Schmitty and Beatbox Bob sing a song. I was wondering what they're going to sing a song about.
That's a good question.
Well, you get to pick the topic off the top of your head, a freestyle song. And it's going to be played on a... I'm going to play the acoustic guitar, and Schmitty and Beatbox Bob are going to sing a song to us. Mikey Fla, what is it going to be? You're on the radio.
It's going to be about traveling to... Key West.
Traveling to Key West.
Okay.
With Mikey naked.
Why do I always got to be naked?
When you can't think of something, you're naked.
I just did.
That's the naked truth. Mm. Mikey Fla traveling to Key West naked. This is going to be a freestyle. I have no idea what chords I'm going to play. It's on you guys. Take it away whenever you are ready.
We're driving to Tampa, and we're driving to Key West. Where's Mikey's clothes? Why is he naked?
He's feeling free on the open road. He's down to Key West where he's gotta go. He's always there for that number one date. Hold on, Mikey, don't make mistakes.
There we go, down the road. Mikey has absolutely no clothes.
Nope.
He's naked when we drive to Key West all night.
And I'm feeling the breeze in between my legs with no clothes. I'm sitting here wondering how I made it all the way to the south. That's where I'll go. I'm Mikey Fla, and you know I don't wear no clothes.
Oh, Mikey, why are you nude? Mikey, maybe the chili dogs were a mistake.
West.
Very well done. Very well done. What do you guys want to do next week? Anybody got a song tournament you guys want to nominate?
A song tournament that I would like to nominate would be something like Linkin Park.
We did Linkin Park.
Did we?
Yeah.
We did.
We did Linkin Park?
We did Linkin Park.
Korn.
Oh. Probably know more of their songs than I think I do on the surface.
How about Nickelback?
I just don't think they got four.
You don't think so?
I think this is how you remind me. Might go up against Rockstar real
Photograph.
Quick.
Photograph.
Yeah. I mean, they got more than you probably
Photograph
think.
And Animal.
Korn.
Yeah. Korn. Freak on a Leash. Falling Away from Me.
Oh, all sorts of stuff. They got everything.
I'd say like Stained.
We haven't done Stained.
Disturbed is another one we can do.
Disturbed got four?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do they?
They have more.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
What the
well, they
no,
probably
disturbed.
Have, they probably have six.
Did we do Green Day? Green Day is another good one.
We did Green Day, or I might have did it on a Tuesday. See, some of these you guys might not have been in when I did it.
Aerosmith.
Yeah, true that.
Ooh.
We could do Blink.
I did do Blink. So you guys are on the same wavelength as me because I did do, like I said, I did a lot. I do these, you know. Pretty much every night. So you guys haven't seen them. I did do most of the ones that you guys have mentioned. I was going to do Aerosmith, but we had just did a power ballad tournament that had an Aerosmith song in it. Mm. So I was like, I'm not going to put the best song in here that we just did. But
what about hip-hop or something? Do something hip-hop, Biggie or Tupac. You know, you can even do something a little bit newer.
Eminem. Ooh, hip-hop, if they got, if you think they got four or whatever, if they got four, we've done Eminem, but...
Drake,
bro. See, the thing is with Drake is I don't know much about Drake.
You got to listen to some of the songs. A lot of them are bangers, bro, and I'm not even capping.
I mean, I believe that they're bangers.
What about Ice Cube?
Ice Cube's probably got four.
DMX.
Like, Drake has like 50 hits, dude. It's ridiculous.
I know. I'm just an old man, bro. I want to get down on him, but I know Drake's got the hits.
Nothing but the hits.
So we'll do one of those, but we're gonna be lit next week. We've got some kind of surprise for you. We're not gonna tell you what it is next yet, but next week it's gonna be lit, 11 p.m. to midnight. Just follow us. You know what I'm saying? Go to the Mosh Gelatin Show. Go to the social media pages. You know, find out where we're at and come hang out with us. We're gonna be doing a lot of stuff, a lot of shows. Shout out to 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. You know, definitely check them out. And Mikey Fla.
What's up?
What do you got to say to the people before we go, bro?
Well, thanks for listening. Check us out next week, 11 to midnight, on the Mosh Gelatin Show.
Schmitty, what do you got to say?
I say I want to appreciate all our listeners that are out there. We look forward to coming back to you next week as well. And enjoy the rest of your week.
Contrived. Bob?
Man, I really can't wait for this music tournament next week. It's going to be exciting. You guys really better tune in. It's going to be lit. Seriously.
Follow Mikey Fla, Schmitty, Beatbox Bob, and Mosh Gelatin on all social media platforms. And we will see you guys right here. Same bat. No, I don't want to say same bat time. Same dog time. Same dog house. 11 p.m. to midnight, Tuesday nights on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We'll see you next week. It's the Mosh Gelatin Show.
From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelatin Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.